The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Too many people settle for average because they feel that it's too difficult to go beyond average to exceptional. The tools are all there, but people don't realize the small amount of extra effort that is needed to reap big rewards. Welcome to Step Up and Play Big with Chris Ruisi. Chris and his guest experts are here to show you where the possibilities lie and what they can do to help you. Now, here is your host, Chris Ruisi.
And I'm back. This is Chris Ruisi. How are you? Welcome to another episode of our show today. And this is a all you show today, all me and all you. The phones are open. The emails are open for folks to call in to ask questions because, today is going to be my very last show with Voice America. It's been a great run. It's been a lot of fun. I've met some really cool people, learned a lot of cool stuff, but it's now time to move on and do something different. And so today is kind of my swan song, if you will. And those of you who know me, follow me on Facebook. And oh, by the way, that's facebook.com/Chris Ruisi. Know that for the past 10 days, my wife and I were in Costa Rica. And we got to go to two places, really. One, we went up north in the country to a place called Arenal, a volcano, an active volcano. A little smoke comes out of it every day, not much. Else other than that, or at least nothing much happened while we were there, thank goodness. And then we went down to the Pacific, further south, to a place called Los Sueños, where I've been going now for the past 15 years, and we did some fishing. And we charter a boat down there, the same boat for the last couple of years, the D'Amico. And we fished for 3 days with Captain Mike Springer and our two mates, Berto and Christian. The four of us, the five of us, including my wife, comprised a pretty exciting team. And we probably caught in the 3 days we were down there about, 30, 35 sailfish, a big mahi or dorado, about 40 pounds, and about a 40-pound wahoo, which the crew I gave those fish to the crew for them to enjoy dinner on me, if you will. But the important thing was we worked as a team. We anticipated what each one of us was going to be doing at a particular point in time when a fish bites, a sailfish, you know, they put on a spectacular aerial show. But everyone needs to know exactly what their job is at that particular point in time so that lines don't get tangled and, more importantly, someone doesn't get hurt. Service, your team. You know, when you talk about customer service, you are, you're relying on your team to deliver to your customers whatever promise you have developed in your marketing message. And if you don't train your team, if you don't make sure they're proficient, well then, shame on you, if you will, if you exhibit lousy customer service. And some people consider training, the extent of training they give to their employees, show them where the men's or ladies' room is, where they can park their car, where the cafeteria is, and that's pretty much about it. So what we have to be doing is determining what, if you will, are the key aspects of training, and I call it really development. And what you want to be able to do is to make sure that your team member is proficient, not just shown something, but shown something, taught something, so that they can perform it in a proficient way, which minimizes the amount of mistakes and errors which can be made, and which helps to keep your level of quality customer service up at the level that it should belong. So like I said at the beginning, this is our last show, my last show with you folks. And we really got a chance to meet some really cool people. You know, we had 52 some odd shows over the year that I did this. And, God, we covered some really great stuff. There were 38, I believe, original, you know, guest shows. 6 shows like this one were call-in shows for you to kind of challenge me, if you will. And there were another 8 what I'll call encore or repeats when I was off gallivanting and being lazy. But some of the topics we covered were really pretty interesting. Courage and determination, how to master the web, leadership skills, road rules, be the truck, not the squirrel. That was one of my favorite shows about the book Road Rules. And talks about some 41 million squirrels are killed on the highways every year across America. And the questions are posed, well, what killed the squirrel? And there were 3 key things that killed the squirrel. The first was he didn't see it coming. And how many times in your business you don't see what's going on outside your company doors because you're so buried in the detail of what takes place during your typical day? The second thing that killed the squirrel was he was killed by something stronger and faster than him. Another business maybe that invests in themselves to improve, to always raise their bar of performance while you may be sitting there very happy in your status quo. And the last thing that killed the squirrel was his lack of action. How often do we wait too long before we either take corrective action or action we know that we need to take in order to position our business in the most competitive way? So we had a lot of shows on lessons in entrepreneurship. We had a lot of shows on leadership, customer service, small business success. We had, executive search, becoming unstoppable, marketing, branding was some of the bigger successful shows that we had. Selecting winners, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment, how to hire the right people. And, of course, the essence of how to step up and play big, my book, the key traits of an effective leader. We also talked about no surprises in a business, especially when it involves employment law. And finally, the last show that we had before this one, we talked about the Move for Hunger, a great charity started by a young entrepreneur who is his family's in the moving business, 90 years, 4 generations. And what they did, they started a nationwide program of collecting food when people move, because sometimes not everybody moves the food, and they deliver that food to food banks around the country. And I think they've raised over 4 million pounds of food they've collected, helping millions and millions of people and making their contribution to solving the problem of hunger in our country today. So if you have a question, I want you to call in. The call-in number is 866-472-5790. Or if you're bashful about hearing your voice on the radio, drop us an email at chris@chrisruisi.com. And what we'll do then is respond to your questions, and hopefully somebody out there will challenge me. So while we're waiting for folks to pose some questions, let's talk about one of my favorite subjects. It is my show. Let's talk about productivity, personal productivity. And we all get caught up sometimes in what is the proper level of personal productivity. And it starts with, you know, your ability to determine what's the right thing to get done at any particular point in time. And that starts off with a daily question, which basically is, what's my high-value task for the day? What's the most important thing that I need to get done today to get me closer to my goals. Now, if you haven't got goals, then you don't know what to do to get you closer to them. And if you haven't got goals, it's a pretty good guess you haven't got a vision, at least for the next 12 months or 2 years, as to where you want to take your business and your career. But if assuming you have a vision, assuming you have goals, the most important question is to ask, what is my high-value task? What's that one thing I have to do? Now, you can get that task off of your daily to-do list. We may have a list of 6, 7, 8, 9 things you want to get done, but there's always at least one important thing. You start with that one first. And then you'll learn to say no. Say no to the trivial things, the things that steal your time, the things, you know, people come to you with interruptions. People ask you to solve their problems. So at the end of the day, you end up doing everybody else's work and not your own. And that becomes a problem if you're a person like me when, you know, you're trying to get your own thing done and to be as productive as possible for yourself. So learn to say no to the trivial things, to the distractions. Point on distractions. If you haven't got goals, if you haven't got a vision, then you are leaving yourself open to distractions. I mean, you're ripe for it. And you have nobody to blame. You can't blame others for stealing your time. When you allow other folks' poor planning to become a crisis on your part, you have not learned how to say no. And if you're in a leadership position, you've probably not trained your team. As I said at the very beginning, you've not worked hard enough to help your team to become proficient. So, again, know that important daily task. Take it off your to-do list. It's a high-value task. Learn to say no to the trivial things, and then most importantly, learn to take small breaks during the day. One of the guests on my show this year, Scott Eblen of the Eblen Group, wrote a book, Overworked, Overwhelmed, and that's a great book. We talked about it on the show, and Scott's opinion, and he's done a lot more research on it than I have, that if you don't take small breaks throughout the course of the day, you become more and more ineffective. In fact, it's Scott's belief, backed up by statistics, that most of us can only work at one thing with the right amount of concentration and focus for really no more than an hour and at best maybe 90 minutes before our productivity starts to drop off. And when productivity starts to drop off, guess what? You make mistakes. You don't get things done efficiently or correctly. So learn to take small breaks. I sometimes refer to that as put yourself in time out. Get up, walk around. It's like a mental reboot. Sometimes when you change the scenery of what you're doing, you cause your mind to refocus again. And what happens is when you get back to your desk, when you get back to work, when you get back to the task at hand, you're actually going to be more efficient because you've taken that small break. So don't be afraid to take a small break, to put yourself in time out. Trust me, if you took 10 small breaks during the course of a day of up to 2 to 3 minutes, that's 20 to 30 minutes, I'll bet you that you're wasting that much time during the course of the day on unimportant, stupid things, or it's going to cost you more time than 20 or 30 minutes to go back and fix or redo something that you didn't do properly because you allowed your productivity to drop off because you stuck with something longer than you should have. Now, I'm not suggesting quitting when I say stuck with something. I'm saying be realistic, stay focused on what you're trying to do, and take that break. I mean, I sometimes, you know, I work from my home. I call it my North American headquarters. But sometimes I'll take a break and I'll walk out. We have two dogs, Riley and Toby. And I'll take a break, walk out, and I'll hang with them for a couple of minutes. Maybe I'll take them for a walk. They need a change of scenery just as much as I do. And I'll come back, you know, refreshed, recharged. And you know what? When I'm out there doing that different thing, I'm actually still thinking about what I have to do, and I'm coming up with better ideas. So don't underestimate the importance of taking small breaks. Well, first segment's almost over. We're about 30 seconds from break, so I want you to stay there, and I'll be back in 90 seconds. And again, 866-472-5790, or email me at chris@chrisruisi.com. Stay there. I'll be right back.
Business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Make sure to order your copy today of Step Up and Play Big, where Chris Ruisi coaches you on how to create a future vision, make better decisions, develop effective business habits, and find out what it means to be a leader by identifying and solving problems to drive you and your organization to top performance levels. This book is a must-read for all business leaders. Find out how to get your own copy of the book on Amazon.com or by visiting ChrisRuisi.com and clicking the book.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Many leaders and companies work with Chris Ruisi. As a business mentor, Chris helps to guide these leaders and companies to bigger results and puts them on the road to success. If you are looking to step into a bigger role in your organization, email Chris today to learn how you can be exceptional with less effort than you think. You can send an email to chris@chrisruisi.com, or you can visit the website to find out where Chris will be appearing next, coaching, and his books. Visit chrisruisi.com to step up and play big.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Step Up and Play Big with Chris Ruisi. To reach the program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd like to send us an email, please send it to chris@chrisruisi.com. Now, back to Step Up and Play Big.
And I'm back. This is Chris Ruisi, and welcome to segment number two of our last and final show today. Again, this has been great. Met a lot of great people and learned a lot from these great people, but it's time to move on. So we're here today in the last second segment. I get to say that, the last second segment. For those of you who have any questions, feel free to call me at 866-472-5790 or email me at chris@chrisruisi.com. And if you do raise a question, I'm going to send you a copy of my book signed along with some Step Up and Play Big chocolate. So we ended the last segment talking about personal productivity. And I want to continue that. You know, we all want to be productive. When we're productive, we get things done, obviously. But it helps us to grow. It helps our businesses to grow. It helps our career to grow. And you want to be able to work in an intelligent and effective way. So I've come up with 10 simple steps to be productive. I call it productive, be productive or perish. I hate to be dramatic, but the fact is, when you're not productive, you set yourself up for overwhelm, you set yourself up for discouragement, and at those times is when you find yourself more likely to quit or give up on something. So let's take my 10 simple steps to be productive. And I'm going to start with probably one of the more important ones first, and that is to own the first 15 minutes of every day. Now, what do I mean? How many of you out there, raise your hand so I can see them. When you walk in there in your office in the morning, you sit behind your desk, wherever that may be, you just dive right into those emails. You start making return phone calls, responding to text messages, whatever the case may be. And you never give yourself a chance to get focused on the task at hand, what you have to do. You just jump right in. and some of you may be flailing about there, gulping down salt water, trying to stay afloat. But what happens when you own those first 15 minutes? So what I mean by that is the minute you first sit behind your desk, don't look at your emails from the night before. Sit there and think about what I said in the first segment is, what's the one or two most important things that I need to get done today? And do I have all of the available resources that I need in order to get those things done? And if I don't have the resources to get them done, where can I get those resources to get them done? Maybe it's help from another person. Maybe it's certain information, whatever the case may be. And more importantly, are there any obstacles that I can think of right now sitting behind my desk at the beginning of the day that might get in my way, that might prevent me from achieving my goals for the day? And if there are those obstacles or barriers, maybe they're not, depending upon the degree of potential for them occurring, think about a plan B. What would be your alternative? How would you get around that obstacle or barrier? How will you push through it? Or should you be thinking about a different way forward? If you own the first 15 minutes of the day, you give yourself a chance to position yourself for success. It's just that simple. But if you dive right in, you're not going to get that opportunity. And here's another little tip. If you get to work, if your office hours commence at 9 o'clock and you get there at 9 o'clock, you can't spend the first 15 minutes of the day getting ready. Get there at 8:45. Be a sensible person. Be a human being. Have a cup of coffee without the hubbub of things going around. If someone comes to your door within those first 15 minutes, just politely say, not right now, let me get back to you. So number one, own the first 15 minutes of your day. The second tip or simple step to be productive is the 4D rules. It's not mine per se. I forget where I learned it, but I've used it and it works. And the 4Ds are D number one. Maybe it's something, as we look at your tasks, D number one stands for, I need to do it. This is something that only I can do. D number two is, can I delegate this to somebody else? Because it's not the best use of my time, skills, or ability. Now, if you have nobody to delegate it to, then you need to think about who you can delegate it to, who has the best chance of getting it right with some initial minimal instruction. And then after you do that, follow up on them. Don't ignore it, but find the time later on to train them better in delegation so that they can take on some of the things off your desk, become more productive, and help you to become more productive. The third D is defer it. Not everything has to be done at this particular moment or at the same time. I have clients, friends I know in the business world, as well as my clients, who pride themselves on the length of their to-do list, their yellow pages, and they tell me with so much pride, I got my 3 pages down to 2 pages, and now I'm going to work on 1 page. Well, that's all well and good, but the question I ask is, were those the right things? Not everything had to be done when you did it. Tackle the hard stuff first, the things that are most important. And the final D is, there's lots of things on your to-do list that you don't have to do. They won't make a difference, so dump them. So do it, delegate it, defer it, or dump it. Okay, the third step is get rid of the unnecessary clutter, the physical clutter that sits on your desk. If you have a bunch of files on your desk, just have the one that you're going to be working on. Have the task at hand there and everything that you need in order to get that task done. It's just that simple. When you have too much clutter up there, you're opening yourselves out to distraction. Gee, I wonder when that's that folder. Let me look at that folder. Huh, there's that magazine I haven't read yet. And all of a sudden, you're all over the place, literally. So take all that clutter. Dump what you don't need, introduce that stuff to your wastebasket or your shredder, and get organized and have on your desk the one thing that you're working on right now. If you could sit here right now at my office, you would see right here in front of me the material that I'm using just for this show, my iPad with the timer feature on it so I can keep track of my time, and a glass of water and a pen to take notes. That's all that's on the top of my desk. That's all that's here. Every other file that I'll be working on later today is in a separate folder that I keep a little compartment under my desk that I reach in for and I take out what's next to work on. And in fact, when I own my first 15 minutes of every day, I review that folder just to make sure that I've got the right things in the right order. So get rid of the clutter. Number four, I talked about this before, learn to say no. Someone else's poor planning shouldn't be a crisis on your part. Learn to say no. When people come to your door, as I mentioned before, to want to talk to you, say no, now's not a good time, and set an appointment to get together with them. Tell them you'll call them and as soon as you're done. Make a note on your desk to call that person. Someone brings you a problem, you know, the famous words, "Hey, Chris, we have a problem." No, no, you don't. Chris doesn't have a problem. You have a problem, and I'm not going to let you make your problem my problem. One of the simple rules that I had when I was in the corporate world was that if someone came to my door with the infamous "I have a problem" remark, the first thing they had to do was to tell me what they tried that didn't work or offer me some suggestions of what they want to try but want to brainstorm with me. No one was allowed into my office if they didn't have either something they tried that didn't work or a potential solution that they wanted to brainstorm about. It just didn't happen. Now, what did that do? That forced my team to think more. It forced my team to realize that they had the answers to some of their issues. And they learned. So learn to say no. Along the lines of distractions, number five, of my 10 simple steps, is what I call avoid SOS. And SOS stands for the shiny object syndrome. Distractions. Some things that look good, but when you get into them, they do no good. And all you've done is wasted time and money. You've lost concentration. You've probably picked up some more distractions along the way. And you're no further along on your daily plan than you thought you would be at that particular point in time. So learn to say no to the shiny object syndrome. And I'll give you a little hint. If you have a vision, you won't suffer from SOS, because from a vision, you'll have specific goals and tasks which will prevent you from suffering from SOS. So have a vision, have goals, and avoid SOS. Number six is something which I discussed before, but it's worth repeating, is always ask yourself, what is that one thing you should be doing today? The one thing that will move your organization forward. The one thing that'll keep the organization growing. The one thing that'll get you closer to your goals. And I hate to keep repeating myself on the one thing, but it is just that important. What is that one thing? So, know the one thing. Maintain your focus. Number seven, again, something we also talked about before, the need to refocus by taking small breaks. One of the key steps to improve your productivity. Number eight is learn how to put yourself first. You're no good to anyone else unless you take care of yourself first. And that's all part of saying no. It's all part of having focus on your goals. It's all part of having focus on what task is the most important task that you need to address at a given point in any given day. You know, the old airline safety briefing, after you put your, when they tell you about the oxygen mask, put your mask on first and then assist anyone else that you may be traveling with. It's the same concept. It's not being selfish. You've got to be able to learn to put yourself first. Number nine, stop giving away your valuable time. And this is, I guess, by now you should be getting it. These are all related. Stop giving away your valuable time to help solve other people's problems that they should learn how to solve themselves. I mean, keep a chart for about 2 weeks and keep a record of how much time you spend helping others solve their problems and then versus how much time you spend on the right things you need to do. I'll bet you there's an imbalance there. So take that list of all the time you spent on teaching or helping other people solve their problems and start teaching your staff how to look for answers, how to find the information, because it is there. You don't need to be the answer person on every single issue. And number 10, last one, most famous one, meetings. We all have meetings. We all hate meetings. Meetings can be necessary, but meetings can also be a nightmare. Organize your meetings around the end in mind. Always have an agenda, and the meeting should start with words to this effect: we're here today to do X, and we're only going to talk about X. Anything comes up that's not related to X, we'll push to the side, and if we have time, we'll deal with it, or we'll reschedule another meeting. Have an agenda for the meeting. Invite the right people who are part of the solution or part of the issue that you want to discuss in the meeting. But by God, just don't have meetings for meeting's sake. It's costing you a ton of money to take all those people off the line to sit there and wonder why they're in the room. So my 10 steps to become productive. And we are now 25 seconds or so from our break. So you stay there and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Many leaders and companies work with Chris Ruisi. As a business mentor, Chris helps to guide these leaders and companies to bigger results and puts them on the road to success. If you are looking to step into a bigger role in your organization, email Chris today to learn how you can be exceptional with less effort than you think. You can send an email to chris@chrisruisi.com, or you can visit the website to find out where Chris will be appearing next, coaching, and his books. Visit chrisruisi.com to step up and play big.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Make sure to order your copy today of Step Up and Play Big, where Chris Ruisi coaches you on how to create a future vision, make better decisions, develop effective business habits, and find out what it means to be a leader by identifying and solving problems to drive you and your organization to top performance levels. This book is a must-read for all business leaders. Find out how to get your own copy of the book on Amazon.com or by visiting chrisruisi.com and clicking the book.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Step Up and Play Big with Chris Ruisi. To reach the program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd like to send us an email, please send it to chris@chrisruisi.com. Now, back to Step Up and Play Big.
And we're back. This is Chris Ruisi, segment number three, my last segment number three. Again, my last show with Voice America, who've been a great group of people to work with, bunch of professionals. They put up with me. They make me sound good when they do the recorded versions of my show. So the first segment and second segment, we've been talking about productivity. We've been talking about how to get the right things done. And I got a message from a listener here, Ed. Ed writes in and says, Chris, your show has been great. Well, thank you, Ed. It's been a good learning resource for me. I like Ed already. He's looking, you know, you've got to invest in yourselves, everybody. Take a page out of Ed's book. It's been a great learning resource for me. It'll be missed. I plan to go back and listen to your older shows. That's right. They're on iTunes. And I also recommend your book. And Ed then asks, what's next for Chris? Well, Ed, thanks so much. Email me your address, and I'll put together a goodie package for you for your for writing in. What's next for Chris? Well, we're going to take the content from all of my past shows, and we're going to turn that into some products. You know, reference products. We're going to group them, if you will, under various subject matters, leadership, hiring, things of that nature. And we're going to put some of them out. Some will be at no cost. Others, depending upon the content and the amount of content, then it will have a minimal cost or investment because there's no reason why you shouldn't take advantage of knowledge that's out there. And I tell you, I've been blessed with the number of people that have been on this show, the guests, all of them, and the quality information that they have shared with our listeners. And some of these folks are not household names, but they are just as good, if not better, than some of the household names out there. And one day they will be household names. So, Ed, email me your address, and I will send you a goodie package. You know, some good stuff, learning stuff. I'll throw in some chocolate, maybe a baseball cap and a coffee mug. So don't be bashful. Ed brings up a good point. He loves my book at Amazon, Step Up and Play Big, How to Unlock Your Potential to Be Exceptional in 8 Simple Steps. Go buy the book. I'm running out of hard copy. We're going to be reprinting paperback edition, soft cover edition within the next couple of weeks, because I think I only have about 35 hard copies left, maybe 40, and I've got those available that I'm signing and sending out. You can buy it on my website, and I will send you a signed copy. Of course, if you go to Amazon, I can't sign it unless you come to one of my speaking events, and I'll sign it for you there. But if you buy it on my website, I'll send you my playbook along that goes with the book. They go hand in hand. So we're back, and thanks, Ed. Thanks so much for your kind words, and thanks for being a listener. But keep following me on my website, my Facebook page, LinkedIn, Twitter, whatever those things are out there. But you're doing the right things, Ed, by investing in yourself and trying to gain more knowledge and then to use it. So... got another email here, question in from Jack, who asks that, Chris, we're in the middle of some significant hiring because we're in a growth mode, and I wonder if you could give us some pointers on what are some of the best things we can do to make sure that we hire the best people. Great question, Jack, and the same goes to you. Send me your email me your address, and I'll put together a goodie package for you, which will include my book, signed book, and so forth. So let's talk about hiring for a second, and Jack's questions. Well, Jack, let me start out with what I think are the three things, the most grievous things that people do wrong. So what I'm going to tell you now, don't do. I'll keep it simple in terms of my technical advice. Don't do any or and all of these three things. Number one, don't have good, clear job specifics. I once had a client doing some interviewing, and I have an assessment tool which I use for my clients to help them find the best people. And I generally need a job description so that I can match the assessment profile to the position that we're trying to fill. And what I got back from my client was a sentence that said something to the effect, admin stuff and customer service. And that's all they had. So guess what their outcome was going to be? Not hiring the right person. Have clear job specifications. Now, you don't need a 6 or 7 or 8 page job description. Don't let those human resources people drive you crazy. No more than a 1 page summary, not even a full page. Start out with a paragraph of maybe 5 to 7 sentences that captures the essence of the job you want to fill. And by essence, I mean, how does the job contribute to your company's growth, contribute to your company making money, contribute to your company's daily activities. And the second thing, after you've established the essence, is no more than 5 to 8 key tasks and responsibilities. There really can't be more than that. So why are these job specifications going to be that important? Because they're going to base your questions on them. You're going to base the questions you're going to ask people. You know what, Jack, I'm going to give you a fourth thing. And the second thing that I don't want you to do is don't ask questions about what they're going to do. Only ask questions off of their resume or application to evaluate what they did. Every one of you out there listening to my voice, when you're hiring somebody, establish 30, 60, and 90-day goals of specific things you want them to accomplish and do. And to know those at the time you're interviewing people, so you can ask them questions about their abilities and skills to do each of those things. You've got to take the selection process from looking in the rearview mirror as to what people have done and move it forward and looking out the front windshield as to what you want them to do. Third, ask the wrong questions. Be sure you ask the wrong questions. Many of you talk too much in an interview, and you ask the wrong questions. You're more interested about what they did. Before you even sit down and meet the applicant, have several, maybe no more than 3 to 5 or 6 really good starter questions. If you do a good job of listening and you ask good reflective questions, those which don't have a yes or no answer, they're going to say additional things which you're going to want to probe with further questions. So always have 3 to 6 good starter questions to get the interview going, and they shouldn't be about, well, how's your day going? Talk specifics. If you don't have good job specifications, there's no way you can talk specifics. And finally, the fourth thing, Jack, is to hire fast and fire slow. I live by a simple rule, hire slow and fire fast. Far too often when you're hiring somebody, you're committing your company's money to a person that you don't know yet to interact with your customers, and they're either going to make you money or they're going to lose you money. Would you pick stocks for your financial security, for your own portfolio quickly, or would you take time to do due diligence and learn a little bit about the company and how that stock would fit into your investment portfolio? You've got to do the same thing when you're hiring people. You're putting money on the line, your money. And if these people screw it up, well, guess what? They're going to impact your customers. So hire slow. Take the time. Now, you don't have to drag it out over months, but if you've got a plan, if you've got a good description, if you've got the right questions, if you use an assessment tool, which I would recommend, and you have a good objective way to evaluate the responses, more than likely you're going to minimize the risk of hiring the wrong person. So if you do then find out that you have hired the wrong person, well, then get rid of them right away. Learn to fail your failures fast. Many of you out there like to just sit around and, oh, maybe they'll get better. Oh, I'll have to find somebody else. How am I going to find someone else? Who has the time to look? You know, half a loaf is better than none. Geez, stop that stuff. Stop that thinking right now. If you hire the wrong person in a professional way, separate yourself from them, send them on their way, and you pursue a different course and hire the right person. But again, have good, clean job specifications. Ask the right questions. Ask questions about what they're going to do as well as what they've already done. And hire slow, but fire fast. So, Jack, thanks so much for the question. And you, along with Ed, send me your address, and I will send to you a little goodie package. Let's talk about my book for a second, How to Step Up and Play Big, How to Unlock Your Potential to Be Exceptional in 8 Simple Steps. You'll notice I said in the title, How to Unlock Your Potential to Be Exceptional. And by that I mean not how do we measure your potential, but how we measure the capabilities you have in order to become exceptional. Okay? You have skills and abilities that you have not yet tapped into, either by fear or anything else. And what I want you to do is to not be fearful and begin to try things. Try new behaviors. Now, don't go crazy. But of those of you out there who know me have often heard me say, a turtle moves forward by sticking his neck out. If you're going to grow, if you're going to succeed, you have to make some changes. And in fact, many of us sometimes find ourselves reacting to change, but to be successful, you've got to bring change on yourself. You've got to invoke it. And you've got to learn to question and challenge your status quo. Not to change just for change's sake, but to question yourself all the time, am I doing the right things? Is this the best use of my skills and ability? What other new skills and abilities can I learn? So learn to question your status quo. You'll grow from it, and when you grow, you begin to take on new responsibilities, higher challenges, and you just position yourself for more success in the future. So we're going to end this segment right now. We got about a minute left, and I want you to stay there for the final segment, and I will be back in about 90 seconds. Thanks, everybody.
Business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio. Voice America Business Network.
Make sure to order your copy today of Step Up and Play Big, where Chris Ruisi coaches you on how to create a future vision, make better decisions, develop effective business habits, and find out what it means to be a leader by identifying and solving problems to drive you and your organization to top performance levels. This book is a must-read for all business leaders. Find out how to get your own copy of the book on Amazon.com or by visiting ChrisRuisi.com and clicking the book.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
Many leaders and companies work with Chris Ruisi. As a business mentor, Chris helps to guide these leaders and companies to bigger results and puts them on the road to success. If you are looking to step into a bigger role in your organization, email Chris today to learn how you can be exceptional with less effort than you think. You can send an email to chris@chrisruisi.com, or you can visit the website to find out where Chris will be appearing next, coaching, and his books. Visit ChrisRuisi.com to step up and play big.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Step Up and Play Big with Chris Ruisi. To reach the program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd like to send us an email, please send it to chris@chrisruisi.com. Now, back to Step Up and Play Big.
Hey, everybody. Chris Ruisi, final segment. My last show with Voice America. And we've had a great couple of segments before this, the three actually. And I appreciate the questions that have come in from Ed and Jack. And another one of my listeners just wrote in that he really enjoyed the questions on the employment interviewing. And I'll give you all a heads up. I'm going to go into that in more detail on my April 6th Monday morning wake-up call. So you might say, what's that? No, no, I don't call your house. I'm not going to dial your phone and get you to hang up on me. My Monday morning wake-up call is my Monday morning newsletter that comes out every Monday morning about 7:15, 7:30, shows up in your inbox with the magic of the internet, and I provide a tip, some advice, a technique that maybe it takes 5 minutes to read and maybe another 5 to 10 minutes in order to implement the subject that I'm talking about. So on April 6th, the wake-up call will be on interviewing in more detail than what I discussed in the last segment. So I just banged my desk. I don't know if you heard that. We're here for the last and final segment of my show. And again, if you have any questions, email me at chris@chrisruisi.com, or you can call in at 866-472-5790. Either way, you get a present from me, signed copy of my book, and some chocolate. Before we go too far into this segment, I do want to thank the team at Voice America, who's done an outstanding job for this past year. I guess Ron Jackman, who first got me trained, and as hard as that might be, on the procedures and so forth, and my two best friends forever, the engineers, Brad and Matt, who have done yeoman duty, almost saint-like duty, almost martyrdom-like type duty in making me sound wonderful when they record these shows and keeping me on time so that I don't go beyond the allotted minutes and screw up the shows after me. Although I am going to find the person who had the show before me, who always used to make me wait, and I may challenge them to a fist fight in the parking lot after school. But any event, big thanks to the engineers on their great work, to Tacy Trump, my producer. You've all been great, and I've learned from it, and I know our listeners have learned from it, and it's been good. So let's get back to some important stuff here, and I want to talk about leadership in this last segment because I think it's so critical. You know, not every leader is that smart that they will have the answers to every question that comes up during the course of a day. In fact, I can make a very strong case with some real live examples to back it up that a leader who has all the answers to all the questions is probably a bigger threat to their team and their company than they know. But I'll write about that in a future wake-up call. But let's get back to the need for leaders to learn how to ask questions. Now, when leaders ask the right questions, they get better responses and information. And with better information, they're able to make better decisions, which in turn have a positive impact on their teams and their organizations. Now, there's lots of questions that a leader can ask, and I don't want to suggest that I know them all, but let me tell you seven. Let me share seven with you that I guarantee will help you become a better leader. The first one is always ask yourself, what's the right thing to do right now for the company? Not for me, but for the company. Put the company, your employees, your team first, and everything else will take care of itself. But always ask, what's the right thing to do right now for my company? Now, the second question is, based on this right thing, what's the desired outcome that needs to be achieved? Remember, always start with the end in mind. Number three, what are the key tasks related to this right thing that need to be acted upon in the order in which they need to be acted on? Number four, who will be responsible for these tasks? Maybe not the leader for every single task. Number five, does the person who is responsible for getting this done have what they need to get that job done to achieve the desired outcome? Just don't send people blindly into the lurch. Think about what they need. Ask for their input. Number six, by when will this right thing need to be completed? We always have to have a completion date. And finally, number seven, how will we evaluate and measure progress? Learn to ask those seven questions. I'll repeat them. What's the right thing to do right now for the company? Based on this right thing, what's the desired outcome that needs to be achieved? Number three, what are the key tasks related to this right thing that need to be acted upon in the order in which they need to be acted upon? Who will be responsible for these tasks? Number five, do they have what they need to get the job done and to achieve the desired outcome? Number six, by when will the right thing need to be completed by? And number seven, how will we evaluate and measure progress so that we don't get surprised? Like I said at the very beginning, there's probably more questions one should be asking themselves, but at the end of the day, the leader will get better when they ask better questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to act silly or to look silly or stupid. You're there to get information. You need information in order to make decisions. And you know what? If you've assembled the right team, if they see you asking the wrong questions, they'll help you. They'll help you ask the right questions. I mean, I ended up in my career having functions report to me that I knew very little about. And I learned how to ask questions of people. I established trust with them. I established my own credibility with them. And they were more than willing to help me find the answers to those questions because I made the point that we were in this together. I showed a genuine concern for my team. I never worried about myself. I was always the eternal optimist when it came to my career. I just figured if I did the right things for the company or my team, the right things would happen in terms of my career. And you know what? They did. So learn to ask questions. We're getting close, I think, 4 minutes to the end here. Oh, my goodness. It's like New Year's Eve. I should count it down. I'm not as old as Dave Clark, but we're going to count this down. Okay, so let's kind of regroup. Talked about before my Monday morning wake-up call. Where can you get it? Go to my website, chrisruisi.com, and sign up for my Monday morning wake-up call. There's a sign-up plus spot right on the homepage. And it's there's sign-up call to actions throughout the site for you to get the Monday morning wake-up call. It is free, and it is valuable. Trust me. And I don't sell anything in this newsletter. I'll introduce another newsletter maybe in June of this year, which will be more detailed, and we'll try to sell some things in that, always being honest. When you're on my website, go to my resources page. I have another very valuable tool there called my Step Up and Play Big Moments. These are podcasts. Some people learn better by listening as opposed to reading. Each podcast is anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes long, and it covers a particular point and will offer you a particular skill or knowledge that will help you raise your bar to step up and play big. Also on my resources page, you'll find a sign up for the Monday morning wake-up call. Also, under my products page, look for my Step Up and Play Big Moments. In fact, if you go to my resources page, if you go to my resources page, look for my weekly Mind Jolt. There's a tab there. This is a 5-minute video, 52 weeks, videos delivered every Wednesday to your inbox on a particular point and topic. Okay, you will get the opportunity to listen or watch the video. It takes 5 minutes, and it takes no more than 5 to 10 minutes to apply the skill or technique that I talk about in the video. You get a copy of the script for the video, so you have a reference tool, and then you can apply that within 15 minutes. And guess what? I guarantee that you will be better on it. Now, this one requires an investment of $250 for the year. $250 for 52 videos of 5 to so minutes in length each, plus a copy of the script. And $25 of every sale I donate to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital for Pediatric Cancer. So we've got a minute to go here. I'm being told by Matt, my engineer. Go to Amazon, buy the book, Step Up and Play Big. I want to thank you for your listening to me today, your past support. And I want you to remember our responders and veterans and the men and women who are currently serving in our military, and, of course, their families who are at home taking care of business while others are out there taking care of us. So thanks again, everybody, and go out, step up, and play big, and make something happen this week. That's it.
Thanks for tuning into the show, Step Up and Play Big, featuring Chris Ruisi, can be heard live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Be sure to join us again next week.